All right, Clown Corps, it's time to do a review of a modern, current, as of last week released, DC comic Batman 137. And the reason I'm doing this, because it's been a minute, frankly, since I covered anything approaching a modern comic from Marvel or DC. I can't remember the last time I did. I know I make comments here or there about things like, for example, Peter being cucked by Mary Jane. But I don't really read them, and I definitely don't review them, because they're frankly just not worth anyone's time, and because they don't know how to keep their goofy politics out of this shit. Now, I'm covering this one not because I want to mock the goofy politics. I really want to press home the point that you shouldn't be reading these books because they don't even understand the characters that they're writing about. That's the point here. There's no real political implications, at least not overtly shoved in your face, but there is a lot of shit storytelling. There is a lot of who are these characters that are dressing like these other characters that I recognize. It's just a lot of question marks. So Batman 137, now I haven't read the entirety of the arc that comes up to this point, and frankly you don't really need to. Most comics will give you on the opening page a bit of enough of a backstory that it'll kind of catch you up so you have the gist of what's going on. So don't worry. For those who might be like, oh, well, you're losing some of the nuance. There's no nuance because nobody has enough talent to write any nuance unless they're writing in the indie sphere, unless they're writing for, you know, Common America, Soul Finder, ISOM, one of those. You know, like, there's plenty of books out there that are good. They're just not coming from Marvel or DC. So the premise is Batman has been in a coma for some time. The exact amount of time I don't remember, and doesn't really matter. And Catwoman has decided that you can't beat crime in Gotham. So she effectively opens up her own crime academy, where she is training people on how to be bigger, better criminals. But they're only allowed to steal from the rich. Now, before we get into defining what that means with her Gavin Newsom approach, somehow she gets basically the GCPD on board with this, and she gets the remainder, this is where it starts to get wild, she gets the remainder of the Bat family on board with this, except for one person, and I will address that later. So you read through the comic, and it's basically, you have Nightwing, you have Red Hood, you have Oracle, Barbara Gordon, right? Because she's crippled again. Don't really know when or how that happened, but she's crippled again. You have Spoiler, a.k.a. Stephanie Brown, a.k.a. the first female Robin, a.k.a. a Batgirl. So, after that evolution. And you have Orphan, a.k.a. Cassandra Cain, a.k.a. a former Batgirl. And they are basically sitting around in various points in time, talking to various characters on a personal basis, talking about how Catwoman's system is better. They find that they don't need to arrest as many people. Crime is down because, you know, unless someone's stealing a poor person is stealing from another poor person, or a rich thief is stealing from a poor person, crime is down. Because apparently that's what we do now is the Bat Family. We just ignore the crime that happens and say, hey guys, we solve crime because we just ignore the crime. Again, when I said this Gavin Newsom approach, I wasn't kidding. So Cat Newsom opens this. This is a little bit in the same vein as when Black Cat kind of became the kingpin of crime in Spider-Man, post-Superior Spider-Man. But even that wasn't this retarded. And, of course, you know, Batman wakes up, sees this, and now Batman goes back to the approach of, this isn't justice. And he's not wrong. Batman is not wrong in any way. This is not justice. This is selective enforcement. Now, I want to pause here for a second, because keep in mind, these are the same people that decided that when the Burn, Loot, Murder, Antifa riots in the Summer of Love of 2020 were going on, they were going to write a Batman comic where Batman basically dismissed these people destroying the interior of Gotham, robbing mom-and-pop shops, everything like that, because they're like, oh, they have insurance. I'll just make sure that they don't steal from people's homes, which he then dismissed anyway, as saying, like, well, there's a reason why they're acting this way. So ethically, it's not on that level of idiocy when it comes to Batman himself, at least. However, this is very reminiscent of, during the same Summer of Love, the Burn Loot Murder Antifa Squad was rioting outside Jim Gordon's office, and Barbara Gordon joined them, basically saying that all cops are bastards, outside of her father's office, while he's looking out the window at the crowd. It's like, yeah, this doesn't make any sense. This is not something that she would do. And that's not something any of these characters would do. Not even on a personal level. Even if you think that there's a chance that they might be empathetic to this cause, think about who raised and trained them. Now, you might be able to convince me that somebody like, hell, I don't know any of them that would. Red Hood kills these people, or at least he did once upon a time, for committing these sorts of violent acts, but I guess he doesn't do that anymore. Nightwing was literally raised by Bruce and Alfred, so how do you parse Dick Grayson betraying them on that manner? How do you figure that Barbara Gordon would betray her father in this manner? You know, the only ones that maybe you could justify it with are Tim. Tim was the other one. Tim, I forgot. Tim, Stephanie, and maybe Cassandra? I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. But anyway, so of course Bruce wakes up. He sees all this and he goes, no. The only one who sides with Bruce against Catwoman, because of course Batman's like, I have to take Catwoman down and stop this. This is not justice, is Damian. Damian's the only one that has enough of a moral compass in this regard, a dude that was literally raised and trained by assassins. He's the only one that has enough of a moral compass to go, this isn't right. So I guess at least they're making the bioessentialist argument, I suppose, here, that like father, like son. So he sides with Bruce. This is where it gets really good. They proceed to go after Catwoman, who is then being protected by every other member of the Bat family that I've already mentioned. So, Jason, Dick, Barbara as Oracle, the person in the chair in her clock tower, Tim, so the three Robins, and the original Batgirl, and then also Spoiler and Orphan. So, it is basically a 6-on-2, boils down to a 3v1. And Bruce and Damian proceed to shithammer them without any real effort. Now I'm going to pause here, because this is important. I have talked about before that it must always end in a fight. Why must things always end in a fight? Well, A, because we like action and we like the drama that can come with that, but B, because a fight is a physical manifestation of a conflict of morality, of a conflict of principle, of a conflict of value. So what the writer is doing has effectively been, oh, look, all these things are great, all these things are good, but then Bruce and Damian show up saying, no, this isn't justice, and by having them run roughshod through the Bat family, who's obviously shit-talking these, you know, Bruce and Damian the whole time, like, Red Hood gets knocked out by Damian. Like, keep that in mind. A 13-year-old boy knocks out a dude in the prime of his life, and it just, whatever. So you're basically saying that Bruce's morals are superior. From a storytelling standpoint, that's what that means. Unless you're saying, the only counter to that really would be that by doing that is making the might makes right argument. So just because Bruce wins doesn't mean that Bruce is right. However, again, this is a storytelling narrative, not a superimposition of reality. So as a storytelling mechanic, you've basically just said that Bruce and Damian are correct. And maybe that's what the author is trying to say. I don't know. The story is written so bad that, frankly, I don't know what the author is really trying to get at. So they run through the Bat family, and that's where we're left off with. I don't understand the purpose of this story. I don't understand if maybe this is a commentary on, like, hey, Kat Newsom over here decided that we can just make you lower the crime statistics by just making crime legal, and everyone will be great. Everything will be grand. And then mocking those California goofy weirdos. I don't know. But it really is a focus on the characters. Why would you cuck out the entire Bat family, A, to Catwoman and her why are we listening to Catwoman's moral sense of anything? Catwoman's morality only really comes out because she's in love with Bruce, at least 99% of the time she's in love with Bruce. And what do you gain by showing that everyone that Bruce has ever trained is really just somebody that has no sort of ethical spine? That as soon as Bruce is out of the picture, they just follow the next big dog. That they're not really independent thinkers on any way. They're frankly just costumed sheep, is what you make them out to be. And then, oh yeah, they're all insufficient and inadequate anyway because they can't even beat up a 13-year-old. The fact that he's raised by assassins, be damned. Like, these guys were trained by the Batman, who beats the shit out of those assassins on a regular basis, en masse, including their leader. And I don't know. I don't know what the point of it is. The artwork sucks too. I'm not even going to bother reviewing the artwork. But this is what I'm talking about modern comics. You don't... What's the story here? What's the point of this story? What are you trying to show? What are you trying to demonstrate? What are you trying to inspire people? There's no heroism here. All it shows is that your heroes are spineless cowards, except for Bruce and Damian, obviously. But then the characterizations are all completely off. Again, if you honest to goodness think that, you know, Dick or Jason would really betray Bruce in this manner. And don't get me wrong, there's even a line Bruce says to Jason when they square off at one point, and he says, you know, I trained you and you've killed... Like, he basically takes ownership of the fact that Jason has murdered people. No, Bruce takes ownership of the fact that Jason died. Jason started killing people because Jason was an angry person to begin with, and then the Lazarus Pit, when he was resurrected, sent him over the edge, because the Lazarus Pit affects your psyche and does make you more psychotic and aggressive. And if you're an angry and aggressive person to begin with, it's just going to exacerbate that more. So Bruce wouldn't be taking ownership of the people that Jason's killed. He would be taking ownership of the what he's continued to do, feeling as if he failed Jason by not getting to him in time before Joker killed him. So basically turning around and saying, I raised a mass murderer, there's so many things wrong with that on so many levels that I can't even begin to address it. Of course, you know, Red Hood being like the Punisher of DC, they're going to screw that one up, and they're going to make Bruce take ownership of it because they hate Batman. That much is obvious. That's why everybody turns on him, except for his son. I guess at least they got Damian, right? But this is what I'm talking about when I say you need to walk away from Marvel and DC. They don't know these characters. They don't even know how to write an engaging story and give you a justification as to why these characters would do the things they do. Why would these characters turn on their morals and ethics that they've always held? Why would they adopt goofy California crime laws that don't lower crime? They just ignore it. And if you ignore it, maybe it goes away. It's just a complete lack of understanding of these characters. At least Batman still recognizes what justice is in this regard. But the rest of it makes no sense. And then, again, why do you have this entire team of people that are supposed to be viewed as capable, dangerous vigilantes? And when I say dangerous, I mean that they can actually handle themselves, not that they're going to go out and be, you know, aggressive, psychotic killers, but that they can actually handle themselves and that they are completely capable of handling, in some cases, like Nightwing, Batman's own rogues gallery. What does that mean when he just turns around and cucks all of them en masse, and they don't even stand a chance? Just doesn't make any sense. They don't understand these characters. They hire writers that don't understand these characters. The writer was probably trying to prove a point with this story. Whatever it is, I don't know, because it's that poorly written. The artwork sucks. It's not worth $5 an issue for this. My opinion. That's my honest review. I'm HVK. That's all I got. The end.